Okay.
Welcome to Umbrellas Aren't Enough.
Wait, I don't see them.
And, yeah.
I don't think we should say our names. I think that's kind of redundant.
Okay.
Can I trust Edwin in the process?
Yeah, you just said a name.
Do you say you trusted the editing process or Edwin's process?
Same thing, because you do both, you know? You are Edwin, there is editing.
That's true, I do both.
Why are you...
He's got some grapes.
Wait, I gotta... Now, how satisfying was that?
It was pretty satisfying. That was a good fizz.
I've seen better.
No, you haven't.
No, you're right. I probably have.
Also, it's a sound, so you can't see better.
Yeah, dumb.
Dumb.
You don't see sounds?
Oh, yeah, hot well, start, eh?
Guess that...
Hot start. Okay.
All right. What do you got? What do you got for us? An incoming hot take.
Well, first off, no, I was gonna... When I was driving to meet you at Tim's, and I was telling him, Edwin... It popped in my head, and I know you guys are gonna love this.
Oh boy,
it's so good. Wait. I want to preface how good it really is because
no. You can't just no.
Because you know when you think about something, where like you think about it and you go, "Dang, I never thought about that before."
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you come up with this yourself, or did you?
I did. I actually took zero thought. Like it just popped into my head. I wasn't even brainstorming how to think of it. It just popped in my head.
Okay.
It's also random. I think. Okay. There's no such thing as breakfast food.
That's your hot take?
Can I explain?
Yeah, explain.
Okay,
please.
So I went to this breakfast place.
Okay, you got breakfast food.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
By yourself?
With my dad and my brother.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
And it's called Toast. Okay.
I've been there once, I think.
Fantastic. Isn't that downtown? Food. Didn't we pass that?
No, it's not downtown. Oh, okay. Good try, though. On their menu, on their breakfast menu, they had salmon... Steak, chicken, omelets, like the regular breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
Steak. I feel like steak is something that's becoming more commonly a breakfast food.
Okay, but my point exactly. There's also dinner and lunch.
Eggs and salmon are just normal.
Eggs are just like a protein supplement people use for breakfast.
Did you say eggs and salmon are normal?
Together?
Are they not?
We try though, you know? Eggs and salmon together are normal.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen anybody.
I need you to explain that so in-depthly.
What are you trying to prove about there's no such thing as breakfast food then? Are you saying eggs aren't breakfast food anymore?
No, I'm saying steak and salmon isn't.
So why?
Steak is becoming a breakfast food though.
I'm saying there's no such thing as breakfast food because if we're adding salmon and steak to breakfast, it kills all of the criteria of breakfast food.
Does that mean there's no lunch or dinner food?
Also that. Food is just food. Close. Not as good as mine, but close.
Better.
His was better.
It was close.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. Like yours was okay. Your technique wasn't there, I don't think. I think your finger got in the way.
I think we're going to let the people speak for it.
Yeah, comment down below if you think Ethan's clisp.
So what you're saying
comment
is that...
Comment down below.
Also, starting with the word clisp for how I opened the pop, call it a clisp.
You know what's funny though? Going back to the hot take, I know somebody who says that there shouldn't be any food for anything. If you want to eat spaghetti for breakfast, you eat spaghetti for breakfast.
Cold mac and cheese.
Why not? Also, we're having pancakes syrup. Pizza. That's dessert.
I mean, I'm no doctor, but aren't there actually foods that are better for your body to digest in the morning than at night?
No, that's all false.
I don't know if I can speak to that, but...
That's all false?
All false.
I don't know.
I want to challenge you on that.
Challenge me.
I am.
Go ahead.
How do you know?
For example, if I want to eat eggs and toast at 6 p.m., why is that bad? If I want to eat chicken tenders and french fries at breakfast.
We're going back to doctors.
No. Okay, but think about this. We have hash browns for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's literally french fries in a different form.
He's kind of got you there, I think.
Yeah, but potatoes are, okay, are okay, so okay. Versatile. Potatoes are the most versatile food.
But like, okay, but even think about like bacon. Bacon, you put bacon and egg. Like people put eggs in their mashed potatoes. Like that they make with dinner.
Bacon on burgers.
They put bacon on burgers. They put bacon in
things.
Okay. I'm a little torn on it because I do think that like there are like, I don't know that like getting up and having some chicken strips and fries feel like the best thing to have in the morning. I'm not saying why not. Like, I guess if that's your thing, but I don't know that like waking up in the morning, my first thought is, I'm going to eat some chicken strips and fries.
Because you've been programmed to think that that's wrong.
Well, I don't know. It's that. I think I'm just programmed to want other foods in the morning.
I think when you wake up, it's called you're breaking.
You annoy me, man. You actually make me mad.
You're breaking your fast, right? I think eggs are better for.
I'm always
why though?
Fast. I'm always.
That's
fast.
What I was wondering. Do you have facts, doctor?
Okay.
So you came in with a hot take without any actual backup.
I don't need a backup. I already know what I'm going to say. Okay.
Yeah.
When you have breakfast.
Yeah. Do you eat breakfast normally? After you wake up at 11?
At 11 a.m.? Bro, it's already lunch.
How often do you have breakfast?
Okay. That's a great... You know what? So glad you said that. Great point. I have breakfast at 11 a.m.
Is that breakfast?
Yeah, is that breakfast?
Exactly. Is that lunch now?
Depends. Do you eat two more meals after that?
Sometimes I'll have like chili and eggs.
But do you have...
Because I'm at a brunch
that,
time.
That sounds good.
It's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
Do you eat something at 11 when you wake up and then have more food at 1 and then have another meal later in the evening? Or do you like...
I don't eat lunch.
Okay, so you're only eating two meals throughout the day. So I'd say you're having like brunch and lupper.
I hurt my ears.
Now, the thing that makes me mad about what you said, because you thought about that. You knew
lupper was coming out of your mouth.
You were working up towards that.
I was. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think lupper is a common meal for those who can't, like, appreciate lunch and dinner separations. Lunch and supper separations.
I don't know, man. I just think that based on how breakfast is now.
So what are you hoping for out of this?
Why'd you slurp that?
Are you hoping that people take away the labels of breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, I just think that's stupid that we put them
so
in.
So what do we call, it? Like, just eat? I'm just eating.
I'm eating now. What kind of question is that? He said, what do we call it? you're eating now. What do I call it?
I'm eating. This is my first eating. Then my second eating.
No, I'm not complicated. You call it eating.
My first feeding. My second feeding.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're both true.
My third feeding.
My first grazing.
Yeah.
No.
Grazing is actually kind of fun.
My first grazing?
Like in a field?
In a field.
I don't even know what grazing means.
It's like when cows are in like a field.
Yeah.
And they're eating grass. They're just like grazing.
I just stand by it. There's no such thing as breakfast food. Because think about it. Breakfast is dessert, lunch, dinner. All it's like based on the categories of what they are. What's dessert? It's sweet, right?
Yeah.
What is breakfast also sometimes?
Eggs.
Sweet. Well, that was a surprise.
What's sweet about cereal?
What's sweet about?
So actually, you know what? I will. I'm, you know,
actually,
I,
cereal.
I want to argue with him.
This guy said, like, "What's sweet about breakfast?"
I want to argue with Ethan, but at the same time, it's like I kind of agree with him. Like, there's nights where I get home at like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, I haven't had dinner yet.
Yeah.
And the best thing is a bowl of cereal.
That's fair. I do enjoy spaghetti in the morning.
That's weird, but
I'm not gonna lie. A nice hearty bowl of spaghetti in the morning. Sets your day off right.
Pizza? Cold pizza?
And also considering cold pizza is fire.
Oh,
cold pizza is fire.
I want to start a cold pizza. People already know this. I want to start a cold pizza restaurant where I serve cold pizza. But it's not just cold pizza. You have to cook the pizza and then chill it in the fridge and then serve that.
Cook the pizza in the...
So it's like fresh?
Fresh but cold.
But cold.
Yeah. Would you eat that?
Yeah, I mean,
what if you just gave us a raw pizza?
No, it wouldn't work. You got to cook it first and then...
Yeah, bro, I'm just trying to spit out some different ideas.
Bro, it's literally uncooked dough. It's a horrible idea, man.
Like, but if you're going to like make your guns be cold pizza, then you may as well just stick to it and go.
Well, there's no bad form of pizza, though. That's just a fact.
Uncooked. No bad form.
We literally just...
No, like I'm saying, like cold, warm, hot.
Uncooked?
Yeah.
That's okay, a bad form of
okay,
pizza.
Okay, okay, okay. But that's like that's obviously no one's going to do that. I'm talking about room temperature, cold, hot.
That's true. You know what? So I will stand by it. Depends on what pizza it is, though.
Like where it's from?
Like if you're eating Little Caesar's pizza two days later, like I'm going to... If you're eating it the day of and it's 4 hours after, nah.
Little Caesar's is only good when it's piping
within
hot.
Within 10 minutes.
Same with Domino's. Domino's is not terrible. Good the next
so
day.
So I will eat Domino's the next day only because they have really good deals. Monday is 50% off pizzas.
Wait.
Plug in Domino's right now. Sponsor us.
Hold on.
Bro, don't sponsor us. I don't want that.
I don't really either, but...
You spend enough time to research like what days Domino has
Dude,
deals?
Dude, it's Mondays, 50% off. That's not hard to memorize.
But you like Domino's that much?
No. I just, someone's like, someone at work was like, hey dude, like Domino's 50% off pizzas Mondays. And I just never forgot because I got 50% off
Bro,
pizzas on Mondays.
Bro, their crust tastes like actual cardboard.
Okay, yeah. All I gotta say is nothing is worse than Little Caesars.
Honestly, okay, but if
hot and ready is more,
I
like, know,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Do you agree with me though? There's a difference between Canadian Little Caesars and American Little Caesars.
American Little Caesars is a lot better.
You think it's a lot better
than Canadian Little Caesars? Yes.
Interesting.
But I haven't even had Little Caesars enough.
Have you gone to like Little Caesars Arena and had the pizza there? No. It's actually pretty good.
No, I think that's just the environment that you're in. It's a mind trick.
Just like when you go to stadiums and they charge you astronomical
$25 for two tenders.
Yeah.
$17 for two chicken tenders and a handful of fries. Yeah,
thanks. I enjoyed this. Thanks. I'm broke and I enjoyed my game that I watched.
I mean, truthfully, I only go to like sports games, truthfully, to eat the food. Half the good part is eating the food and...
You're telling me you don't go to sports games to watch the sports?
Not in Detroit, bro.
That sounds like something a true athlete wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Bro, we're from Windsor. We go watch the Pistons and the Tigers. Bro, yeah, I don't care about those games.
I'm not going to watch them. I usually try to go to a game where I'm like watching the opposite team.
No, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That is true. But like usually, like I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a
okay, Golden what State if, Warriors fan. What if
Golden State was playing the Pistons?
No, I did that. But I was watching the game.
But if they're playing Golden State, you're saying you would still enjoy the food more than watching Golden State?
Kind of. Yeah, like after the first like 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay, and would you be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
I guess all of the above. I'd be eating.
So you'd be feeding, grazing. Grazing. Yeah, you'd be grazing.
Yeah. Hmm. I would. I just don't think, like when you go to a place like a Little Caesars Arena or like the Comerica Park, specifically Comerica Park.
I don't think I've ever been to Little Caesars Arena.
It's really cool.
It's really nice.
Remember we were going to go and then Brooklyn decimated itself.
Sick invite.
No, you would have been there.
Oh. Actually, no.
No, he would have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would have.
100%.
I would have been there.
Yeah. It was April 5th. It would have been.
Oh.
So.
What was this for?
It was Detroit against Brooklyn before Brooklyn imploded again.
Yeah.
Before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
We decided in like January. I don't think we knew you really back then.
No, you didn't. I didn't start coming here until January. I didn't get to know you guys until after that.
When did I met you? What? Like,
you met
when
me
was the
quick.
First time? When was the first time
you
came here?
It was like, I came, I don't honestly remember the date, but it was like maybe the first week of January I came out for the first time. The first time you and I really met was... briefly here we introduced each other. I then forgot who you were.
Yeah.
And then we went calling
your brother's name. Yeah.
Yeah. I called you Jared.
He actually called me Jared actually pretty recently.
I did. Yep. But sometimes now I do it just
cool
for,
though.
How does that make you feel?
I do it for comedic release, honestly.
Good save though, you know?
How does it make you feel?
Happens to me so much though. Okay, but to be
fair.
Does
it hurt more if a friend does it to you?
Does Jared ever get Ethan? Does anybody ever?
A friend hasn't done it to me yet.
Oh,
does Jared ever get called Ethan?
No, that's the funny part. He doesn't get called Ethan, but I get called Jared.
Is it that because you're an introvert?
Maybe. Yeah, people know him more than they know me. Usually.
Yeah.
I think
at least
that's why.
Used to be the case, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's so funny. Like, I say I'm an introvert, but like I'm really not though, you know?
Yeah, you told me that right away, and I'm like, what? I'm pretty sure I think I'm mingling with everybody.
I think I'm an introvert, but I'm not an introvert, but I don't like, I prefer to be home. Then like go out. But if I go out, I'm like outgoing. You know what
so
I mean?
So if you don't see him on the podcast next week, that's why.
Yeah, I'm at home on YouTube.
Yeah, he's watching the podcast from home. it's just me and him.
He's crying on the couch at 2 p.m.
Watching a movie, the
Titanic. I have a job now, man.
You don't.
The 2 p.m. job start.
I'm actually so curious how it's going to look me grabbing my can 400 times. Little side note.
Yeah, you also like
make
slowly.
Sure you, make sure you put that...
I'm actually
because you never know.
Yours
though.
Was here.
I actually can't believe you guys like bubbly. I'm
I was gonna bring this
it.
Up about like seltzer your water.
I'm
extreme
about it.
Seltzer water is so good. Have you actually had?
Do
one
you
before?
Not like?
Yeah,
water?
I've tried it like multiple times over the last 2 years. I'm like, this time is gonna be different.
Is it
every
the fizz?
Time. Yeah, it feels like fire in my mouth.
Would you try one right now?
It feels like fire. I'm just gonna spit it out. I can't. Like I've tried
okay. For the content. You wouldn't drink one right now.
I've tried.
You chug it.
You wouldn't go grab one and drink one.
Are they cold?
Shotgun it.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're cool or cold.
Like they're drinkable.
Like this is you'd eat warm pizza and you'd eat.
Yeah, this guy would rather drink cold, eat cold pizza than drink a
cold
drink.
Cold pizza is so good,
bro. So was a room temperature drink. Who wants a super cold drink?
Yeah. Okay. So back to the pizza. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Fire. But I want Edwin to go try a bubbly right now.
It's peer pressure.
Go get me one.
Okay.
Do you,
I'm not gonna enjoy
are
this.
Are you gonna chug it?
Also, is the chair
chug it?
Is the wait? No, give me a cold one at least.
Oh yeah.
He grabs it out of the case.
Bro, I'm so excited.
Do you? Are you gonna chug it?
No, no, I can't.
Chug as much as you
also,
can.
And also, this is the new flavor.
Raspberry.
Yeah, flavor.
Raspberry.
Drink it. Oh, that was off to a good start.
Subpar.
Off to a good start.
See, they smell good. They smell good, and I feel I want really to good. Like
this
it.
One's actually might be the best one. The first time I had it.
See, it smells good, and then it's I drink good. It, and then
the it's before. Actually really good.
I haven't tried the watermelon.
I'll sip it.
Okay, try it.
No, just take a good swig.
I want him to actually enjoy it.
No, I can't.
You actually don't like it that
so
much?
Bad. It tastes like it's attacking my throat. How do you?
Bro, there's no way you think it's that bad.
No, it's bad.
No,
it's bad. I don't know. What do you like about it? Tell me.
The flavor. How it like? It's fizz. It kind of feels like pop, but it's not pop.
Yeah.
No, he's gonna forget how to swallow.
I don't want to.
He's gonna throw up over here. Yeah, there's gonna be a vomit mess on our first pod.
Oh man.
This guy forgot how to swallow. He's like, you had to think about it.
I don't know.
Bro, all you do. Bro, you don't have to think about that hard. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
okay,
fine.
Well, good. Thank you for trying it. But
so, Ben, what'd you shoot on the green today? On the course?
I shot a 53. It was pretty subpar.
No. That's above. It's above par.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I got to go.
That was like 2 hours.
Are you left-handed when you golf?
Me?
Yeah.
Bro, no, I'm not a weirdo, man.
Actually, majority of Canadian golfers are left-handed.
Okay, well, I guess I'm a weirdo then.
Just saying.
I'm right-handed for everything I do.
I was talking to Mike about this today.
He's like back and forth between sports.
Yeah,
That's weird.
I'm a bit of both in some sports. I would say, like, more dominantly, I'm left-handed.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It's weird. I'm also, like right-handed. And all the, I don't know. It's interesting. But I was talking to Mike about it, and we were talking about how like hockey is very dominated by left-handed players.
Yeah.
And so that's why in Canada, golf is so heavily dominated by left-handers as well, because it transitions well. And everyone who plays hockey pretty much plays golf.
Yeah.
So.
Or any retired professional athlete.
True. Which I am.
Yeah.
No.
Say it.
Yeah, you're retired. Sure.
Athlete. Yeah.
No.
We're not going to get into this.
No, because... I don't want to get into it.
No, I know what? Before... No. No, I'll say it. Anything that we could ever do that would take any sort of athletic ability. Anything.
Just so you know, Mike vouched for Edwin.
In what?
Oh, thanks.
Athletic ability.
Thank you.
That's horrid.
Mike
that
grew
I heard
up
that.
With me. We played sports.
Okay, and Mike didn't grow up with me. Therefore, I understand that.
Yeah.
What would you beat me in besides soccer and hockey?
Hurdles.
I can't beat you in hockey.
Hurdles might be close. I did hurdles.
I think I could beat you at any track event.
You went to Offsa for hurdles.
I went to Offsa West for hurdles.
No, you didn't.
I went to Offsa.
It's Offsa West.
Yeah, but that's not as
that's
good.
Not, yeah, that's not.
Bro, okay.
That's saying like I made it to the semis. I made it to the finals.
Okay, but then we also could go back and look at the times.
I also won WEXA and SWASA. I didn't just qualify.
Okay, so you beat me in hurdles.
I think I could beat you at any track event. Any quick. Running track event, I think
I
could beat
you. I don't
agree.
In.
What do you think you could beat me in?
I think I could beat you in long distance.
So I'll actually race you.
400,
so keep,
I think I can
keep
win.
Track of the Instagram. Did
you run 400?
We have events on there.
Yeah.
What'd you run? What's your time?
I didn't run 400.
You what?
I didn't run 400.
Oh,
but I did 300 meter hurdles, which is like, I had to do 400 meter training.
Yeah, that's what I ran.
Okay, so I'm telling you, Edwin, you don't want this smoke. Okay. We're talking about track. Okay, sure. Like you can have.
I can see it. I can see.
I would honestly give you track
based off things I've heard about your baseball team as well.
No.
Both
that's
take
not,
you
that's
in
not
baseball.
My baseball. That's I don't claim that team.
I'll give you basketball and baseball, hands down.
Because I said this yesterday. I said I could more likely be good. I could more likely beat you at something in soccer than you could beat me at something in baseball. 100%.
No.
100%.
That's no. so tough.
Guys. I've seen you with your feet.
Think about
he's got no knees.
But think. no. no, but think about this.
I could run the bases faster than you.
Do you know how hard it is? Run the base. Yeah, we got to hit the ball first, buddy. Good try, though.
I can hit the ball.
Who's the better bunter?
Me. My yeah. hand-eye coordination better. no. Hitting better, throwing better, fielding better, catching better. What would you beat me at? I don't know. I want you to say it so I can laugh at you.
I don't know yet.
You're on the hot seat here. I think we're going to have like
a... It's not so much that I can beat you at something in baseball. I just don't think you could beat me at something in soccer.
I said penalty kicks, and you said penalty kicks are not part of soccer. Still makes no sense.
That was actually a pretty tough take.
That's a misquote. I just don't like penalty kicks to decide soccer games.
You know what it sounds like?
He's not good at penalty kicks.
I've seen you kick.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I've also seen you throw, and you took out a light.
Bro, we're not getting my throwing. My throwing is actually elite.
No, you took out a light.
Yeah.
Basketball.
You literally took out a light with a basketball.
Okay, to be fair, the ceiling is so low, man. Come on.
No. Don't blame it on the ceiling.
I think it was actually the moment I wrecked you at bump and sent your ball across.
Also, no one knows that was me.
No, a lot of people do.
Who?
Everyone knows that was in the gym that day.
Yeah, forget.
We had to clear out the gym because of you.
Just comment in the comments section if you remember.
This picture.
You'll get zero comments. That's cool, though.
Well, it's because we have zero followers.
Yeah, bro, don't confuse them about the bubbly, too, right? Don't confuse them about who had the best clisp. Because I had the best clisp.
Clisp isn't a word.
Anyways, I think
just
I think it. We should just have some sort of Olympics at some point.
Honestly, yeah. That's fine. And let's,
that's fine.
Yeah, we can do weightlifting.
Yeah, Ethan. That's fine.
Baseball, Ethan. Basketball, Ethan. Bowling, Ethan.
No, we've established that.
I'm better at bowler.
I've literally beat you in bowling before.
Yeah, once by two pins. I beat the other games by so much.
No, you didn't. They were all close games.
Ben, don't lie right now. I had the best score by so much.
I'm pretty sure Ben's better.
I shot like 164.
Yeah, Ben's got that sweet curve though.
And his legs?
Tell me what part of his leg is curved.
His knees, bro.
Guys, what do you think? I like no curve. At least I have knees.
Those guys' knees are a parabola, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Why are we bringing Jared into this? But I'm just thinking.
His knees are a parabola.
His knees are non-existent.
His hips are parabolas.
I love that he's going to watch this and he's just going to see us roast.
I know how else he laughs so hard, though.
Yeah, so I think we're just going to have to do a bunch of these sports and actually see. Yeah.
Like, oh, football? Come on.
Let's stop talking about it.
No, football.
Yeah, I think
football,
we need
though.
To put our money where our mouths are.
Football, though, come
because,
on.
Because like, right? you talk the most. But yeah. There's been no proof of anything yet.
But football, yeah, though. True. You think
need,
Edwin can beat me at football?
A lot of talk,
we need proof of concept.
You think Edwin can beat me at anything in football?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
Running, catching.
He is not catching better. Come on. That's disrespectful that you'd even say that.
The only thing I might give you is maybe you can throw better than him, but then I got you throwing.
No, he can definitely throw better than me. I can punt better than you. I can
bro, this guy brings soccer into everything. Baseball, I bet I kick a baseball.
Is punting not part of football?
Bro, it's not even a football skill. That's a specialty skill.
Pretty sure there's people getting paid millions of dollars
to do it.
Bro.
And you're going to call it not a skill? Yo, punters, comment on this.
Bro, they don't exist. No one's a punter. There's 10 of them.
It's true. You're only a punter when you're on the team. After
you're not a punter, bro.
You're not a punter anymore. Once
this guy turns everything into soccer. He's like, I bet I can kick a baseball farther than you. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if we bring up hockey and you start saying I can kick a puck further.
I'm not going to bring that up.
He would say that.
That's just part
Is that
of,
not something he would say, though? I bet I can kick this farther than you.
Kind of would, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You know. I just don't agree. I stick on my guns.
I don't know
I'm
that.
I'm confident in my ability.
I don't know that like an uncooked pizza restaurant would go well either.
That's okay. I have other ideas for restaurants.
What?
This one's also well known, I think, depending on who I talk to. I want to make it's called, you know what a zucchini is?
No, I've never heard of
explain
it.
So it's going to be called the, it's going to be called the cookable cucumber, and you just make things with zucchinis.
The what? Cucumber?
Cookable cucumber.
Is that the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, it'd be the name of the restaurant. Because zucchini, you can make spaghetti out of. Yeah. You can make little like fries out of. You can do so many things with it. You can like carve it to make it into shapes. There's a lot of things you can do with it. So you could be like the cookable cucumber.
Hard to say. You stumble over that.
and then everything's just like zucchini related.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard about.
zucchini related.
I mean, no, that's a really,
What would make me go to that restaurant? The cookable, if I heard the cookable,
the healthiness,
cucumber or whatever it's called.
The healthiness. I don't expect you to go.
Yeah.
What's your, I knew we couldn't go one episode without him trying to flex. I knew it.
What's your daily diet?
Bubblies. Six.
For breakfast, I have 2 eggs and a piece of toast.
Oh, why do you do that? Why do you, wait, for what? For what you have two?
For breakfast, I have 2 eggs.
Oh, for breakfast.
That's just routine.
Interesting.
For breakfast.
For breakfast?
Okay, keep going though. What do you have, what do you have on your toast? What do you have on your toast?
In the morning, I have 2 eggs and a piece of toast.
Okay, what's on your toast?
Just seems like regular margarine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, keep going.
Oatmeal and yogurt.
You don't put any like jam on that?
Every day you have that?
Borderline.
What kind of yogurt? I don't like yogurt. So
strawberry,
what kind of
blueberry. You
don't like yogurt? What?
Weird.
You don't like yogurt?
Bro, the best yogurt ever.
That's so weird.
Key lime yogurt. Telling you, I'll put you on.
What's your brand? What's the brand you go for?
I don't even really care.
Yeah, I don't really care either.
Really?
Yogurt's like, good.
I do buy...
What is it? What is it?
You just said you don't like yogurt.
I do buy Astro. Astro is like the one that I probably buy the most common. And then I take them to work in the morning. Usually I have like 2 of them in the morning.
What's my go-to?
You just said you don't like yogurt. Now you're giving us your favorite yogurt brand.
He gets the ones confused, bro.
Wait, no.
He gets the ones in the tubes. I meant
what's my go-to like food? I didn't mean go-to yogurt.
What's a different question though? You know, he asks the routine. Can I finish my daily?
Yeah, keep
though?
Going. What's after your morning? Your morning. You wake up at 11.
My morning feast.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. feast.
My morning graze. I have 2 eggs, toast, oatmeal, yogurt. Then I don't eat lunch.
That's a pretty big breakfast. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I couldn't eat that much for breakfast.
Well, my breakfast is like 10 a.m.
Yeah, so. I guess you only eat 2 meals.
If I wake up early, I won't eat that. Like, if I wake up before like 10, I won't eat breakfast like that.
Like, typically, I'm like 2 yogurts and one, maybe 2 granola bars.
Granola bars are always fire.
I eat like the yogurt ones. Have you ever had those like yogurt?
Why are you back to yogurt?
Like the Special K ones?
Wait,
the Special
fire.
K bars.
I'll eat frozen yogurt.
So continue.
So in the rest of, so when I eat like after lunch, like for dinner, I'll have like a vegetable, a carb, and some protein.
So like what?
Yeah, like give us an example. Like what'd you have today?
Today I had sweet and sour chicken.
Okay, that's
with
good.
Spring rolls.
Okay, did you make this?
Are they boxed spring rolls?
No, it was prepared for me.
Okay.
So your mom made them?
Yeah, man, I live at home, man.
Okay.
It's okay. I do too, actually.
It's fire though.
I do not.
I'm blessed, man.
But
that's probably why I'm an in-house chef.
But that's probably why, like, I eat out more than I should because I don't live at home.
I'm just never home though for dinner.
Bro, it saves me so much money though. Like, I acknowledge that. Like, I'm blessed to have my mom cook my dinner.
Oh, 100%.
Bro, it saves me hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I try to get like family dinners like 2 to 3 times a week, so I can mooch off them for dinners. Instead of like having to either find time to make it myself, which doesn't exist.
Wait, is your family in town or are they in Muskoka?
Everyone's here now. No one's in Muskoka anymore. Okay.
Well, everybody made the move down.
So it was just me and my parents.
Everybody decided to Windsor was the new home.
Well, it was just me and my parents.
So the three of you.
Yeah, they moved a year before I did, actually.
Wait, you stayed in Muskoka?
Yeah, because I lived with my girlfriend for about a year afterwards.
Oh, wait, that was in Muskoka?
Yeah.
And then Peterborough.
Same house? Did they sell their house?
My parents?
Yeah,
I remember
stuff
about
they sold their house.
Probably. Did they sell it in the house boom? Did they get good penny for it?
They actually did. Yeah, they sold it. And then they bought the house that they have now in Windsor for like a really good price.
That's not bad.
Like I think they bought it for like $100,000. And like right now, it'd probably go for about $250,000 to $300,000.
Wait, they live in Windsor?
Yeah.
Where?
They're near like the Ambassador Bridge. They're like, you know where Assumption College is?
Oh, yeah. They live like a minute from me.
Do you know where like Girodot?
You live downtown?
Yeah.
Girodot Street is?
Yeah.
They live on that street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's an all right little area. They have a corner lot. It's a nice little house for them.
That's cool.
I did not know you lived downtown. How did I know that?
You know, I did know. Yeah. You live near the bridge.
My shed got broken into the other week.
Why do you have a shed? What's in your shed? What is this guy having a shed?
Okay, I guess it's not my shed.
The camera equipment?
It's the family shed.
This guy parks his car in his shed.
So did they take anything?
They took a DeWalt miter saw.
A what?
DeWalt my.
Are you making up DeWalt? Words, bro?
DeWalt.
Yeah.
Do alt.
Why are you saying it? Weird? Say it again.
No.
This guy forgets how to swallow. That's.
So they took the miter saw.
We'll have a we'll have something.
But later. But the thing is,
they broke in and stole one thing.
Yeah, they took the miter saw, which is like, you know, 100, 200 bucks, whatever we bought for. Yeah. And then they decided to, I don't know if it was just too heavy for them to carry it wherever they're going, but they just made it to my neighbor's backyard and just chilled with it and put it like under a tarp.
What, the miter saw?
Yeah.
So they didn't actually take it?
No, they took it and just walked to my neighbor's backyard.
But you got it back.
So was it your neighbor's?
I didn't even say the story yet.
Sorry. No. Get it out. Say it faster then.
So my neighbor comes home and he's like, because they're just sitting next to his shed. And so they kind of walk away once he comes home and he notices them. And he's like, what are they doing over there? So they go check. He goes and checks the tarp under the tarp and sees the miter saw.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I think this is yours. And then told us. So we got it back, luckily. But.
So they didn't even take anything?
So was it the neighbors?
They think they're playing it off.
You think there's a chance that they could have tried to steal
they're
it?
They're playing it off this whole time.
We had our neighbor.
They wanted to borrow, but just didn't want to say
it. We had our neighbor over for Easter.
That sounds like a very typical. Wait, you said this happened like the other day. Easter was like a month ago.
Okay.
He's
a
old
month,
enough.
A month ago. Yeah, it happened a month ago.
He's getting old.
It's not that far.
Wait, didn't you just have your 46th birthday?
Yeah.
You look great. You look great for 46.
You guys didn't show up.
You didn't invite me.
You forgot to invite us.
Happens to old age, eh?
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
I actually wasn't invited.
What did you do for your birthday?
When?
What did you do?
Do you know when my birthday is?
Yeah.
When is it?
March.
February.
No, March.
March 16th.
23rd.
No. No.
We close this though.
What is it?
What'd you say?
March 23rd.
You said what?
16th.
23rd?
March 16th.
No, it's April 1st.
Ooh. Oh, bro, I knew that.
I did know that.
Yeah.
What the heck, bro?
I remember someone was once saying, joke. Like, yeah, someone literally said, your birthday's on April Fool's. It's like it's a joke.
I think Jared said that like five times. I just didn't register that.
You know what I love? Is that me and Jared have like April covered because I have the first day of the month and he's the last day of the month. Yeah.
So. I guess I just didn't care enough to remember.
That's okay. I don't know yours.
Yeah, cool though.
That hurt your feelings?
Do you want another bubbly?
No, I don't. I didn't finish mine.
I'll finish it.
Okay, give it to him.
Can I actually try it?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. I want
to try the raspberry. Is not bad. I do enjoy raspberry.
No, this is a good flavor, I'm telling you. It's actually very good.
That is good. I do like the raspberry.
I can't do it. It just doesn't work for me.
I think I like the watermelon a little bit better, though.
The watermelon is good.
I don't mind raspberry flavored things, but like, it's not my top pick.
I mean, the only reason why I grabbed it was because it was new and I haven't tried it before.
No, that's fair.
I heard black cherry is good.
Black cherry, like, yeah.
I mean, like, there's some flavors that are kind of like mid because there's like the peaches. People love the peach. I don't like the peach that much. I feel like it makes my mouth feel weird or taste weird.
I can't say anything because I just don't drink them.
Yeah, bro, we know what you drink, man.
So what is your like go to drink then?
I drink a lot of tea.
Like what kind of tea?
Green tea.
Do you like David's tea?
And mint tea? No.
Actually, you don't like David's tea. I don't like David's tea, but they make every kind of tea.
I'm a.
It's just in general you don't like the place.
No, I just don't like their tea. I'm sure I like some of their teas.
Yeah, so
just
why
the
are you
teas
lying?
I've tried from them have so been
lying,
bitter. Man? Well, I don't know if I do. I haven't tried all their tea. I like Bigelow, it's called.
Bigelow?
Bigelow.
It's like an online thing?
And I buy it from this coffee, I forget what it's called, but this coffee shop. Like they sell, it's not a coffee shop, they just sell like wholesale coffee to companies.
Is like a small brand? Or is like a...
it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Or is like one of those, like, what's it called? The ones, people that sell a lot of stuff. What's that called?
Stores?
A store?
No. Bro, like they sell a lot of something.
Oh, Colonial Coffee. That's what it's called. And they sell a bunch of coffee.
Like, you know?
Colonial
like Coffee?
Like,
what is
wholesale. Like, are they like a wholesale place or are they like a small place?
Yeah.
Costco.
All right, answer my question.
But they're not massive. You go in and you say, I want this kind of coffee, and they'll get it for you.
And so it's like a cafe type thing?
And they'll ship coffee out. No, it's not a cafe. It's a shop where it sells coffee. A lot of different coffee beans, I guess.
So it's like a Zaire's, but like just coffee?
Yeah, but it's not that big.
So it's
is
like
there one in Windsor?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually where the church gets its coffee and tea from. But Bigelow tea, I really enjoy, and they sell it there. So I buy my tea from there. And every time I walk in, it smells good because it smells like coffee.
Okay. I'm trying to picture this.
So I don't know.
It's the same size as like a Tim Hortons?
No.
Smaller?
Yeah. It's probably half this room.
So, bro, it's like a bodega type thing?
No, it's in a building. You walk in, and
all right.
And if you look behind the scenes, there's a bunch of like desks and people working because they're like shipping out coffee and selling it to companies.
This guy's dreaming about it. This isn't a real place.
I can take you to it. It's in Windsor.
You don't have to.
No, I will.
We're going to go on an adventure to it, and we'll take you guys with us.
Yeah.
I really don't care to see it, but I trust you. That's good.
I just
think like Davis Tea has like these big like circular ones,
yeah,
where they have like 50 to 60 different bags in there.
The sad thing is there's no David's Tea in Windsor anymore. Like close.
Yes, there is. There's one in Devonshire, isn't
it? No, they got rid of it.
Yeah, I think they got rid of it.
They took it out.
You can buy some David's Tea. I think it's Zayre's now.
So I got my sister goes to me the other day, like maybe 2 weeks ago now.
You have a sister?
And I do. And she's like, hey, I got these David's Tea gift cards, like $120 worth. You want them?
Do you like your sister?
And I mean, like she rents me the place that I live. So yes,
it's pretty fire. She's a good sister.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'd say we get along pretty good. She comes to this church, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think.
Probably met her before.
I have.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Because acting like he doesn't know.
Yeah. It's almost like you're like a leader of some sort here.
But I just think, I mean, $125 for a David's Tea gift card.
Can't prove that.
We most definitely could.
Are you interrogating him right now? What's happening?
Yeah, I feel attacked.
why are you being so abrasive?
Making me cry.
Do it. You won't.
No.
Bro, I keep smacking. This stuff is so good, man.
It can't be that good.
No, I've been grabbing it like, bro, I have no joke, reach over to this table 55 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it be possible to turn the laptop off?
I can turn it off.
Okay, thanks.
Why is it distracting
you? Is it distracting you? It is distracting. It's hockey. It's hockey.
It's literally highlighting the Leafs loss.
It's true. That's true.
It's one today, though.
That's fair. Yeah, okay, they're 1-1. Big deal.
Yeah, we came back 1-30. We don't even have to talk about it. That's how at peace I feel. We don't even have to talk about it because I know how you feel.
Do you remember how upset he was when, like, I had to literally send him words of encouragement when they lost game.
Who, Ethan?
Yeah.
That was fine.
He was not fine.
No, I think we...
We were at Young Adults and he was watching it and, like, he was, like, stressing.
Once the hood went on, I know it was over.
I didn't put my hood on here.
No, you did. You did. You had it on.
He did.
Making up
you
stories.
Did. No, you did.
I saw it.
You did, yeah.
Bro, I wasn't even stressed. I actually have never been less stressed.
No, you were...
About a loss.
You were pretty stressed.
In my entire life.
You're pretty
That's
stressed.
How confident I am about
you
my
You literally team. Were so stressed.
It's okay, though.
No, man.
It's okay. It's okay to be stressed.
I'm not stressed.
I can help. I don't know how. I don't know why I offered.
Yeah, good try, though.
I don't want to actually
I'm just
help.
Saying, I was up. Wait, no. Today we won by 30 plus, right? Yesterday we lost by 5.
Okay. So?
Because you lost by 5. Okay. So the other two teams. Boston lost at home, too, to Philly.
Yeah, so
they won the game 2-2, and they're gonna win the series.
So I literally messaged you. It's okay, game 2 though, and then you mentioned
is that a hugging emoji too.
Now we move. In other words, now we're ready to move countries because of that loss.
That's not what that means. And then now we move means on to the next. Means on to the next game, which I did.
You sent crying emojis. And then I said, we at least get to watch game 2, you, me, and Edwin, before the podcast, which is tonight.
Which we didn't really watch. It was just Ethan.
And then you literally replied, facts, but now I stress until then. Life comes at you fast, you know. I don't know what that means.
Are
don't
you quoting
know.
Me, bro? What?
Does anything stress you out more than you watching a Golden State game?
Honestly, no, man. Like, when I'm watching, like, if there was a camera on me at my house...
Yeah.
Watching the game.
Yeah. You'd be a different person.
No, I know. People
wouldn't recognize you.
Oh, 100%. People wouldn't probably not be my friend.
I worry for Jared's safety.
My girlfriend can't even watch games with me.
You walked around here and your hands were so sweaty.
But it's okay. It happens.
No, to be fair, my hands are sweaty every day, all the time, for no reason.
Oh.
It's kind of gross.
I have clammy hands, man.
I don't think it's gross. I think it's
they are very clammy.
Like, I'm always just clammy, man. I don't know why. I'm just always
there's
clammy.
There's deodorant for your hands, like the antiperspirant.
You're 0 for 2. You know that? Because yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, I do kind of agree with him. That's...
What do you mean you agree or not?
I agree that you're 0 for 2.
You're 0 for 2. What's antiperspirant mean? Lotion? What do you mean?
What's 0 for 2 mean?
It means you've made two bad jokes. Therefore, you are 0 for 2.
What if I was just being serious?
You weren't serious, though. There's no way. There's no, if you were serious, you're 0 for 4. Because that counts as 3. There's no way you're serious.
But that wasn't a joke. It couldn't have been a joke. There's nothing funny about it.
Well, yeah. Well, those are all your jokes, though.
It's true. Next time. It's actually...
Thanks, man. I wasn't putting it down until you...
Yeah,
until
no, it that's back. Fair. That's fair. I'll
props him for that.
Are your hands ever clammy?
Not really, to be honest. My hands are soft because...
It's breaking? What are you doing?
I work at a desk.
This guy's selling himself. My hands
are just always red.
I'm actually really good at holding hands.
Yeah, I feel that. It's a soft hand.
Feel like a regular hand to me, honestly.
Just saying.
My hands are always just... I don't know why my hands are clammy. I think it's just like... You know what it is? I just figured it out.
You're always stressed?
No, I'm an athlete. Therefore, I'm always...
Your hands are always red. I'm gonna just ignore this.
But nobody's doubting that you're an athlete.
You have.
You're just the worst athlete than us.
I just doubt that you're better at.
I don't like how you slid in that us though. You know.
What? It's up. Catch me on the ice.
Bro, I'll run on the ice faster than you skate, bro.
I would watch you fall and crack your skull open.
Can you imagine if you actually did that? But I was dead serious that I could beat you. How funny would that be? If the whole time I'm like, I'm on the ice, I'm standing next to you, you have your skates on.
The second
May 27th.
I would
that'd be so funny.
May 27th, show up. We'll do it.
What's happening May 27th?
What is that?
I have ice rented. With
just for yourself?
No. I get like a bunch of guys that we all play hockey.
You sure?
How many guys?
There was about 27 of us. 26 of us?
27 on May 27th?
There was 20.
That's a sign.
But there's one thing I can tell you about when May 27th already.
Well, it's a date.
There's one thing I can tell you about May 27th already.
Yeah, tell me.
I will not be there.
Because you talk a lot.
Can
you
skate?
Can't back it up.
I can skate, yeah.
I can't. Actually, I can.
I can skate.
I just haven't skated in years.
Okay, therefore I'm better than you. Then I'm better than you at hockey then.
He's actually probably right.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't want hockey though. That's the thing. I really don't want
Do you think
hockey.
I want hockey, bro? I don't want hockey either, but I'll take it. If that puts it one up on me, sure, I'll take it. Oh yeah. Ben's included in this too. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Ethan's probably could take you.
You know what
in
I think?
Hockey.
You know what I think I'd beat
Can you
at Edwin?
Can you skate?
No, Ben? Never skated in my life. I think I could take you to badminton.
No.
I actually don't like how both of you guys are confident about badminton. I'm telling you, I would dust both of you in badminton. I'm not even kidding.
Have you ever played badminton?
I have, yeah. I'm actually pretty good at badminton.
You sure?
Yeah, I actually am pretty good. Seriously,
I'm not even joking.
At school. Like, where else do you play badminton?
Like, I just don't team trust in anything school or like just their mural?
No, because it was always the same time as other sports. Okay. It was like the same time as track.
Yeah, I played it though and did track, so.
You see where that got you? Did you win any games in badminton? No. Don't you have to answer that?
Also, I feel like anything with a racket is just going to slip out of your clammy hands.
Bro, wear gloves.
I gave a guy a scar because of ping pong. A paddle slipped out of my hand one time.
I'm definitely not as good at ping pong.
I'm pretty good at ping pong.
I'm okay.
I have irrational confidence in everything. I just say I'm good at everything.
I could take you in ping pong.
I think it'd be close.
No, they could take you. Do you think Jared's better than you at ping pong?
I don't know. Come on. Multiple reasons why.
Have you seen Jared play ping pong?
My brother?
Yeah.
The one I grew up with. Yeah, I've seen him play ping pong before.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen him beat you in ping pong?
Yeah, he's beat me before, but I've beat him way more times than he's beat me.
Oh. I think you're just ping really
pong,
competitive.
But I am
very competitive.
Ping pong's his thing. Like, he doesn't have knees, and that's like one of the few things he can still do.
I can scoot back and forth.
Yeah. He stands in one place and like leans and is like...
He's got reach.
Yeah. We're the same size.
He's got better reach than you.
No, don't agree. I don't, but
he's more athletic than you, though.
I think there's a problem with how confident you are.
But, I mean, you have to go in confident in order to, like,
do
to,
you?
That's a good starter, yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
If I went in, I'm going to lose. I'll definitely lose. If I go in, I might win, or I'm going to win.
Yeah, but there's a difference between, like, a lack of confidence and modesty.
I'm so modest.
Are you?
I've yet to see this.
I am. No, I am honest.
You just flexed 10 minutes ago.
Okay, but there was...
And then have like not had a sport where you're like, yeah, maybe you guys
flexed over drinking.
Hockey.
You flexed over drinking water.
Flavored water.
Yeah, because we're growing up.
I do agree with that. We are growing up.
Like, you're a child.
You guys have to put flavor into your water to drink it.
We're bringing in apple juice for you.
Yeah, do you drink your stuff out of sippy
juice
cups?
Boxes.
Or? You know those little Dixie cups that you drink from?
Yeah, I bet you have all of those in your office.
In my office.
Is that an answer? Was that a question? He answered the question with a question. In my office.
In my office.
In my office.
I spy.
I don't know. I just think I'm usually just confident in most things because I just trust my ability to.
Sorry.
That's fine.
You missed a word.
You know what's funny though?
Spelling and speech.
You know what's funny?
I'm so glad you cut him off for there because he wasn't even saying anything meaningful.
If we had to like challenge people in sports, I would definitely I'd be like, I would want to be on Ethan's team, 100%.
I do agree. Yeah. I would say that about both of you guys. Like, I would want either of you or both of you. We even did that with Cornhole. Like, we had the opportunity to play against each other, but instead we're like, let's be on the same team.
I do trust both your athletic ability. Okay. Like if I was to pick a team,
this
I'd pick
so
you guys.
Condescending right
I would.
Now.
No, I would.
No, this is... No.
No, like I'd be the captain, and like I would be the captain.
If we were playing soccer, I would not pick you.
I'm telling you,
honestly, that's like if I'm to pick any sport that you are not to pick me for, I would say it's soccer. I'm not bad at soccer, but like it's definitely probably one of my weakest.
I would take you over Ethan, though.
Thanks,
bro. But you're not. That's fair. You're not understanding that I have really good. I have really good cardio. I have really good like coordination. I could.
I don't doubt that.
I was always passable at soccer. Like when we did like soccer in gym class, I was always good at soccer. Like
also,
in gym class,
I'm passable too, but I still would consider it one of our sports.
No, I'm not saying I'm a soccer player. I'm good at soccer, but I don't know.
You hurt your knee walking down some steps. You might be a soccer player.
Right? No, I jumped like 8 steps. Bro, it was too high. Bro, I actually think I sprained my leg.
I saw
leg.
Him rolling around on the floor down there. And I'm like,
that's
oh,
not
man.
Okay. You're lying now.
Did he just take a
puddle of tears
Lionel
afterwards?
Lionel Messi injury right there.
Lionel Messi doesn't really flop.
Well, he doesn't.
There's a good soccer reference.
Yeah, there's a lot
that's
of other soccer players.
That's the only player I know.
Yeah, this guy said Lionel Messi leg injury.
That's the only player I know, so...
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I just think, like, to be competitive, it's not a bad thing. I just think, like, I think it translates to other things
used,
really well.
Competitiveness used properly is good.
Yeah. Okay. No,
like,
all,
how
all
I should
aside,
have won the Amazing Race?
You broke your egg. Get over it.
All jokes aside, though, I'm not cocky. When I'm competitive, I'm not cocky. With you guys, I am because it's funny. With you guys, I am because it's funny.
How do you say that with a straight face?
Because I'm not. Because with you guys, it's funny. Like, if I'm, like, out with, like, the just a random group of 30 people, I'm not like, yeah, I'm the best. I should be the captain. Like, I'll actually hang back and let people, like, choose me naturally. Bro,
why did
lying?
That still come across so condescending? Like,
bro, why?
They're just gonna naturally choose me.
Let people choose me naturally.
Bro, I do look athletic. Someone would pick me. 100%.
That's low key. What I like is like I don't look athletic, so I'm gonna get picked last. And then like, typically, I'm usually a pretty good asset in most things.
No, I believe it. Like you have coordination.
Yeah,
can't jump, but. A good coordination.
Have you seen me spike on your brother though?
No.
In volleyball?
Seen you try.
Yeah, height sports maybe aren't my top thing, but I'm a good setter.
You're like libero. You know what it's called, right? You're so good at volleyball, you know what it's called, right?
I was actually libero in high school, yeah.
Well, yeah, you're 5'4". What else would you do?
So what was high school like in the 40s?
In the 40s.
Because guys got to ride a horse to school.
Yeah, it's a chariot.
No, you didn't have enough money to have a chariot.
I was Amish back then.
It was a singular horse and it was missing a leg.
What does that mean? How do I?
This guy had a limping horse to school.
That'd be pretty funny. I don't. I mean,
no.
High school don't is agree. An okay time.
Yeah.
I think I. The only thing I regret was not playing grade 9 volleyball.
I miss not playing football in high school.
My high school didn't have...
Did you play football in high
no,
school?
No, I never did, but... I
never did either.
But everyone always said that I should have.
Me too.
Ben, did someone ask you to play football in high school?
No, I was too busy with other sports. I just didn't even bother.
I didn't want to play football.
Wanting to.
I just didn't want permanent damage.
I played hockey and basketball at the same time. as football.
Same season?
Yeah, they were all in the same season.
Same time, too. Interesting. Yeah. All right, I'll allow it.
Yeah, so I was more focused on those two.
I don't know. I just thought, like, football, like, looking back, it looked fun to be able to actually, like...
It was 3 hours every day after school.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it, too. Like, I was in grade 9. I was already, like, super shy. And, like, I'm in grade 9. I'm, like, 5'7", 120 pounds. Yeah,
so we didn't grow up.
I've been the same weight. I've been the same weight since grade 9.
I have not.
Now, is that like you're proud of that or
I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. I'm worried.
Be happy about that.
I mean, to be honest,
I am not.
I was literally 5'7", 110 pounds at grade 9.
When did you hit your growth spurt?
So, I was actually talking about this today with my brother. I was went from 5'7" to 5'10" and a half from grade 9 to grade 10.
Okay.
And then I went from 5'10 and a half to about 6'1" from grade 10 to 11. And then now I'm 6'2" and a half.
Did Jared have a growth spurt?
Yeah, he always grew like a year earlier than I did because we were always like around the same height. So like if I had my growth spurt in grade 9 to grade 10, he had his from grade 8 to grade 9.
Okay, now this is interesting. Would you claim to be better at every sport than Jared?
Yes. It's actually not close.
That's so rude.
Well, there's the older brother like aspect. You're like you're just better at stuff.
I know many younger brothers that are better.
I do too.
Like you know Kamani.
Yeah.
100% better than DeAndre.
Okay, but does his brother like play sports as much? Like Kamani played a lot more.
I mean, DeAndre played baseball growing up.
But that was it though. Like Kamani like did other stuff. Like he did a lot. Like, yeah, he had that's a, fair. A large
He's
variety
also a
of
lot
stuff.
Taller.
Yeah. Like me and Jared are like the same build. We played virtually the same sports.
Jared's left-handed. That's an advantage.
He's left. That's the only difference.
You're right and he's left?
I'm right and he's left, yeah.
That's wild.
What about your older brother?
He's right-handed. He's about 6'5". 6'4", 6'5".
So he's that much taller than you two.
Yeah, I'm the shortest one in my family.
Have you seen... You haven't met their dad, have you?
No, I haven't.
He's a skyscraper.
Like, how tall is he?
You would...
Well, he's like now like 6'6".
I talked to him the other day.
He's now? Was
he's,
he
Bro, he's
taller?
Old. He's shrunk. Yeah, you see, he was 6'8".
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was tall. Like, my neck, just talking to him, it's just always looking up.
That's why, like, I'm actually happy to be this height. Because if you're that tall, bro, that's uncomfortable.
Tough. Yeah, it's tough.
Because...
I'm glad I'm my height, too.
Yeah. How tall are you?
Like, 5'13".
I'm actually an ideal height for soccer, so I'm not really upset.
You still play soccer?
No, I wish.
Also, yeah, we heard you, Ben. You're...
What are you?
5'6".
my driver's license says 5'9".
So your driver's license lying?
I did get measured at the doctor's recently, and they said 5'8", and I said, well...
It's a well. You're going to debate the doctor?
That's
a whole inch off.
Yeah. It's not even close.
I'm so
sorry.
You
didn't give you 5'8 and a half?
No, I didn't even do that. It's kind of cheesed. I'm not gonna lie. That's why I just pretended like that moment didn't happen.
But also, like, you can give yourself like an inch in height, and
yeah, I'm gonna put some big insoles in.
How tall is your girlfriend?
She's 5 feet.
Like right on.
Yeah, 5 feet tall.
So you're like a foot and how much taller than her?
2 inches.
A foot and 2 inches. Yeah, 14 inches taller.
That's a lot.
I know. It's hilarious. That's why. Like, I'm always like we were talking about the other day. I was like, as long as I have a son who's not. Like at least like 5'9", 5'10", which I think he will.
Say it.
No, I don't speak that word.
How tall are you?
I don't know. Want me to get my? I can check my driver's license. Please. I don't have it here.
But her dad's like 5'10".
I'd say conservatively 5'9". I could be 5'9" and a half. I could be 5'8" and a half. I'd say 5'9" is.
So
could
be 5'6".
We're pretty much like.
I'd say we're around the same height. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When I look at you, I look in your eyes. Yeah.
Sound romantic. Why are you flirting with him?
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. But yeah, her dad's 5'10". So most likely when you have like sons,
yeah,
like they go after like the father.
Do on they?
Either side, yeah. So my dad's tall. Her dad is not short. He's tall.
Yeah, but your dad was also 6 inches taller than you.
So yeah,
imagine if you're 6 inches taller than your son. That'd make him like 5'7".
But also, because my dad is so tall, that's kind of skewed, though.
My dad's like 5'10".
Okay, yeah. So you're around his height, right? Like you're not way shorter.
I'm much taller. Well, not much taller than my dad, but I'm much taller than my mom. My mom's like 5 foot. My dad's like 5'6". So fact that I'm five, like
you could take your dad.
Well, he's also 80.
Wait, did you ever play, like when you were younger?
Yeah.
Did you ever challenge your dad in sports and stuff?
So he's 80 right now. So when I was younger, he was like 65.
Okay.
Didn't your dad play semi-pro basketball?
No.
Did he play college?
No.
I remember him talking
He did. Like he tried out in college. Like he was like, he was going to be a walk-on. I think it was Central Michigan.
So he got accepted to the team?
Yeah. Yeah. He went to Central Michigan. Then he left to go to seminary.
So he never actually played?
Never actually played, no.
But he could have.
Would he have made the team?
Who knows, you know? What?
Did he have an idea? He did make
the team? Honestly, I don't even know the story that well.
I just remember him saying something. I never asked
questions.
We'll have to get him on the pod.
No, we don't.
I just remember him talking about playing basketball.
No, he did play basketball. Like he played in college, but I don't think he ever played a game, no. Okay. Like he doesn't have like statistics out there. Like you couldn't search up Ronald Nelson.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Find his statistics.
Name is Ronald.
Yeah, my older brother's name is Ronald Jr.
Interesting.
They call him Ronnie.
We do call him Ronnie.
Interesting.
But yeah,
you know what rhymes with Ronnie? LeBronny.
But yeah, so when I would play my dad over six, or
there's a chuckle. That's a chuckle.
That was good.
That was a pity laugh.
That wasn't pity.
But I remember I was like 12 years old when I first beat my dad in basketball for the first time.
You felt good?
Oh, it's hilarious.
My dad was like semi-athletic.
Yeah, same. My dad was like, I think when I was 12, how old was my dad? So he's like 66 now. Okay, he's like 54. Which is still pretty old.
When you were 12?
Yeah.
So he had you when he was like 42?
I think he was 40.
My dad was 41 when he had me.
It's crazy. My dad was 37 and my mom was 32.
I think
my mom was 41 and my dad was 51.
Well, I think my...
But you're in an anomaly.
Yeah.
That's like, that's not...
No,
that's
it's not
yeah, that is not
You have normal. A 50-year-old brother.
Yeah, I do. 57.
That's crazy.
And your nephew's older than you.
I have nephews that are older than me.
That's actually the most hilarious concept ever.
I have great nephews.
They get you gifts. You don't get them gifts.
I know.
They take you to get ice cream. Yeah.
I actually don't know them that well. My dad's side of the family, I don't really like know too well.
Yeah.
So it's mainly just like my mom's kids who are here in Windsor that I'm like close with. Okay.
That's cool.
Unless they see the podcast, then yeah, we're close.
I love them. They're my favorite.
They're the best siblings ever. But yeah, no, we just like, I have one sister who lives in Brantford, which is where I was born. And
you moved around so much,
I did
you
move around a lot.
Born in Brantford, moved to Muskoka.
No, so actually, then I moved to like Midland, Penetanguishene area, which is like, I don't know if you guys know that. It's kind of like towards Barrie.
Is that northern? Okay, so
it's
northern.
It's like Barrie Aurelia area kind of thing. And then from there, we moved to Muskoka. And then there was like a couple of houses in each place, kind of. And then was in Muskoka for quite a while. And then Peterborough, and then Windsor.
What was your favorite place?
I think I like Windsor the best all around.
I'm actually surprised.
And the only reason I say that is like, there's just a lot of different things, right? Like living in Muskoka, I was very secluded and very like, it took an hour to do anything. Like grocery shopping, you had to plan out a day.
That's so annoying.
Like, we'd plan out a day, drive an hour and a half. You'd load your car so that you can't see out your back window.
Yeah, or else you have to go back in like 4 days. That would suck.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It's brutal for gas too. Like we were just spending like
100%. Like how far was like the
nearest gas station was 30 minutes away.
Crazy.
Yeah. So like everything was just really inconvenient, I guess. And then like even having a job, like I remember my first real, so I washed windows for a bit with a family friend, but then I got like a job at a resort. I was in the kitchen there.
Wait, there's resorts in Ontario?
Yeah. Well, it was like, it's actually a golf resort. It's like a place they do like weddings and
beach resort.
Conference hall.
It's your first mistake, you know? This guy was in Muskoka. You pictured a beach resort.
So, yeah, I worked there, but it was like 50 minutes from my house. And the problem with that is I had this beater car and it would like break down. I'd be driving home at 1 in the morning and I'd break down in the middle of nowhere. No cell service.
Terrible.
And it was like my car would overheat and I'd have to have like buckets of water in the trunk that I'd use to like...
Terrible. And also like you couldn't even drive on e-home. Because if you weren't eat at your house, you probably wouldn't even make it to another gas station.
Yeah, no, you could never. You could you never let your tank go.
I've been doing that all the time.
Oh yeah, here that's all I do. I'm waiting until it's like I'm like coasting in the
station. My light is. I wait until my light's basically on to go get gas.
I wait till my light is on.
Yeah, same. Gas. Yeah, you just repeated me, but yeah.
Well, you said basically. I'm saying that I absolutely 100%.
Well, then I definitely do.
So competitive.
I said it first.
So
it's a problem.
I thought you were gonna mention my car.
Did you guys both?
No. Grow do you want up? Us to mention no. your car?
I'm insecure about my car.
Do we both grow
Did
up
you guys
in Windsor?
Both grow up here and live here and
yeah.
like only be
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up like downtown Windsor. Well, at my first house, my parents lived on like Victoria Avenue, downtown Windsor.
Okay. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Until I was like one and a half. Then we moved to LaSalle. Same house that I've been in right now.
That's crazy.
I'm like the opposite. I grew up in LaSalle.
Moved down to Windsor.
Moved to Windsor.
So did you were living in LaSalle when you went to Sandwich? Or did you drive in?
I was actually, when I went to, I lived in Amherstburg for a good chunk of time, and then I moved to LaSalle. Is it LaSalle? It's Heritage Drive, which is like you can see.
It's like, I think it's technically Windsor.
Like
but
I could see
LaSalle.
The church from my bedroom window.
Yeah, I think it's technically Windsor, but it's LaSalle. You know what I mean? Because at the end of Cusino,
it is LaSalle,
like at the end
yeah.
of my street,
yeah,
it's technically Windsor, which makes no sense.
Well, the dividing line, I think, is Huron or like the Windsor crossing.
Well, you know, like Cusino, you know, like the corner of, man, if you're going down Cusino, like that little dead end, like that's Windsor. Do you remember the old Trillium Court?
No.
You may not remember that, but there was like government housing right there, like right across the street from Windsor Crossing. Sandcastle. What is that?
It was like a beach volleyball place.
I do remember that. Where was that at?
That was right on Huron before they made it the highway.
That's such a deep memory. Because I do remember Sandcastle. I don't think I've ever been to it, but I think I...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always had like outdoor courts going on. You would have saw it like driving by all the time.
When I think back to how it used to look... Like, I know. Like, no, like it's actually... It's a weird thing. Like, my brain, like it remembers it, but it doesn't actually...
Process
gauge
it.
Like, do you... Were you here for that?
No.
Because...
When did you move here? How long ago?
So I've been in Windsor for, this is my eighth year.
I guess you wouldn't have been. Because when did it happen?
But I've only been, like before the past year, I really have never been like to LaSalle. So like I was in Windsor, like I live near like the university.
Yeah.
And like where my parents live. And I was kind of there. But like that and like Oldcastle and like some East Side Windsor. But,
well, the thing is, it's actually funny. People don't really know about LaSalle.
Well, like, I think unless you live in the smaller towns,
you
like,
don't know about
you
it.
Don't know them.
No.
You just don't, like, I probably passed through them.
Yeah.
Like, to actually know them. Like, you guys are naming off streets and stuff. And, like, I've been here, like, a year and I still don't know.
Well, bro, I barely know my way around LaSalle. Like, I know my way around LaSalle, but, like, if you said certain streets, I'd be like, is that in LaSalle or is that in Amherstburg, Windsor? Like,
yeah.
You just got to know the main roads.
Yeah, Malden. Yeah.
I know Windsor
Normandy,
really well
Matchett,
now. I know Windsor really well because I've had to drive it so much. LaSalle. You know what I find funny about LaSalle is that Amherstburg. So LaSalle's right in between Amherstburg and Windsor,
yeah.
And Amherstburg and Windsor both share the same police, which means that the Windsor police
seriously though
have to go
yeah,
through
so they,
LaSalle.
Say they amalgamated with the Windsor police, Amherstburg.
Why? That makes literally no sense.
But LaSalle didn't want to. Well, the plan was all three of them and just the same police, but LaSalle chose not to. So I just find it funny because...
Now there's like one side, like LaSalle's in between them.
That's so stupid. Now, I'm not complaining because LaSalle police are honestly the best. I've been pulled over like 3 times. I've never got a ticket.
Really?
But only in LaSalle though.
I have never been pulled over in Windsor or LaSalle or any area around here. I've only ever been pulled over either in Muskoka or...
I feel like
on
you get tickets in Muskoka.
I actually, like, I've been pulled over 5 times and I've only ever gotten 1 ticket.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I only got a ticket. Like he said he didn't even want to give me the ticket. He like lowered it a ton and said he didn't want to give me the ticket. It was a speeding ticket and it was like really late at night.
We still gave you it?
He said he had to because he radared me, but like I was doing like 145 on the 401 and he pulled me over and he dropped it to a 129.
I mean, to be fair, I was going 90 and a 50. Because like, you know,
you got pulled over?
I got pulled over and they didn't give me a ticket.
That's wild.
Like undisputed.
I think it's because you're a model.
No. No.
Did you cry for them?
Yeah, did you ask?
No, I was just
did
like...
Did you look at them and be like, bro, I'm better than you at every sport? And they're like, oh,
no, you're right. I was just sitting there. I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, officer. I didn't realize how fast I was going.
You didn't realize?
No, because...
Oh, because the speedometer doesn't work in his car?
You couldn't feel you going 90?
Bro, my car's smooth.
No, no. It's not.
You have a taillight out still.
Bro, I'm not even going to say what I'm going to do just in case this goes somewhere, but...
So what they say...
I'm not fixing that until I get pulled over.
What did the police officer say?
He said, you know how fast you were going? I go, no. He goes, you were going 90. I'm like...
90 and a 50, right?
Yeah, and I was like...
Is that street racing? That's street racing.
I think it is.
I think it's 40 now. They changed it.
Yeah, I think it's technically...
Maybe not back then. It might have been...
Back then. That's a few months ago.
It was a few months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah.
Okay, no. Disputed was like a year ago. I got pulled over on Malden, like down Malden, like before River Cunard.
Yeah.
But I was in Meg's car. Which is even worse.
Was Meg in the car?
Yeah. But I got pulled over driving her car. We didn't get a ticket either.
Why is it even worse?
Because like it's just not my car. So like it's, I don't think it looks that good.
Does she care that you're going 40 over?
No one realized.
Interesting.
A lot of people, so like I would say I'm pretty heavy footed.
So am I.
And a lot of people have a big problem with it.
I mean, the thing is like, well, her car's a lot nicer than mine. So like when I'm driving 90, it didn't feel like 90. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like newer cars.
I know. Yeah. No,
90s don't feel like 90.
Yeah, I can almost never tell when I'm speed walking. I can't. But like, because I set cruise at those speeds. But like.
Well, then you deserve a ticket. You know?
Yeah, that's
that's like
that's choosing.
That's going to 150. Lock this in.
Hear me out though.
No.
The stupidest thing I've ever done.
Getting places faster.
What's faster?
I said, hear me out though. Getting places faster.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I got one ticket one time, and I drive now. I just drive like 10 over. I sometimes accidentally.
This guy's PTSD.
I accidentally speed, but like,
that's an old thing to say. Oh, officer, I accidentally
sometimes
went over.
I guess sometimes I have. I'm for the most
part.
You ever
talk to the cop and been like, your teeth just fall out mid conversation?
Just drooling.
The worst thing I've done is right out of high school. You know, you get your license.
So long ago for him.
You get your license.
Yeah, 84, right? You graduated.
And like you're just
in school for 40 years.
You're just being dumb with your friends. Anyways, you know Normandy?
Yeah.
It's a 50.
The Battle of, yeah.
So I just told my friends I'm it's a what?
That's the battle.
That was good. No, that was good. That was good. Oh, you want to hear the rest?
That was so good. That was so good though. Because I said it and then I didn't even think about how it could also be an old joke.
That's so true.
You know Normandy.
So if you guys don't understand, it's funny. It's because he's the oldest.
Barely.
By a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Finish your story. Sorry.
No. I don't want to now. It was a good story too. I'm probably going to forget it by the time. So no, my worst speeding was
driving down Normandy.
Yeah. Driving down Normandy. It's a 50. And I just told my friend, fresh out of high school, I told my friend, I'm like, just watch the speedometer. I'm just going to floor it. Because there's one stretch where you can go, it's pretty long.
Where on Normandy? It's like the stop signs all the way down.
So between the stop sign, the one stop sign, and the stop light, like where you would get onto Normandy, mostly like from your house.
You're going towards.
I was going towards your house from stop sign to there. It's like a good stretch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I went 145.
You got pulled over doing that too?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, if I got pulled over doing that, yeah, I probably still wouldn't have my license probably. Yeah.
And also to preface this too, we don't do this all the time. This is rare. We were younger.
Well, I was 19.
Yeah.
Yes, we don't.
We don't condone speeding.
I generally just don't speed anymore once I got the one ticket.
But so like sometimes it legitimately happens on accident.
I had to go to court and fight it.
Seriously.
Did you win because he made a spelling error or something?
No, this is what happens.
Because that's a legit thing. Like if a cop does like anything, like they don't fill out one thing properly or there's like a spelling error, like don't ever be a cop because we know you'll spell it wrong or something wrong. But like
it's true.
If they do any sort of an error and you take them to court for it, like, it can toss the complete case.
As long as I'm not texting the
you probably would, though.
It's a very common thing. There's actually a judge. You just go in, you walk into the office of the judge. He's like, yeah, we'll just drop it down to failure to read a road sign. And so instead of like 4 demerit points, it's 2 demerit points. Like, he just knows that you're in there to get off easier. And then, so he just does it. You don't have to actually do anything or talk about anything. That's nice. But you actually have to go, to the court afterwards, into a courtroom. You have to stand up and like plead guilty to it.
Like, is this like in like City of Windsor?
Yeah. You have to plead guilty
like
to it.
Anywhere has like different court, like no matter where you are, like there's like
a. Yeah, I was asking if it was in LaSalle, bro.
Just saying.
Skin details. I'm a prober.
It all depends on the.
I probe.
The cops that put you over
probing questions. Well, I didn't know. Well, you said you sped in LaSalle. How am I gonna know that you didn't go to court in LaSalle? Yeah, you didn't think about that
because there's not a courthouse in LaSalle.
Yeah, I don't think there's a courthouse in LaSalle.
Well, maybe they would do it at the police station.
I'm not even from LaSalle. They do a court session,
bro. I don't know how court works, man. I don't.
Hey, tell me how you change oil in a car.
You take.
You still don't know.
The old oil out.
You still don't know. Come on,
bro.
What do you have to take off from the bottom of the car to?
Bro, I don't know. I have no reason to learn. Okay, I actually should learn.
You like, we're gonna teach you this summer.
Okay, I will. We'll legitimately learn. Probably save me $60.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, if I don't have to go get it,
you'll have softer hands afterwards.
Yeah, you'll have softer hands.
From working with a car, I'll get softer hands.
Well, you get
good try though.
Get a little bit of oil on them. Yeah,
good try.
I don't think that would be softer. I think that'd be.
What do you think it would be?
Grosser.
No.
Oily hands? You're telling me that's better than my clammy hands right now, me having oil on them?
Have you ever gotten your hands dirty?
Yeah, bro.
I'm just curious.
Bro, I do yard work, man.
I heard Jared does all the
work. I heard Jared does all the work.
Who told you that? Yeah, good source. This guy said,
I didn't want to say Jared because that would...
Bias, though, right?
Well, I mean, we'll ask your mother and see what she says.
Go ahead. She'll tell you the truth.
That's Jared.
No.
I have no doubt your mom would tell us the truth.
Yeah, she's a truthful woman.
She is.
You could ask her and she'll be like.
Okay, what?
You could ask her.
You could ask her. And then she'll tell you the truth. I'm telling you. I'm actually really good. Like, I was helping moving plants, transplanting.
That's good.
Cutting the grass, edging. Transplanting. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what?
Usually have a nice.
You don't know planting?
Usually
no,
have.
No, I'm aware. I just.
You don't.
Your landscaping is usually actually like it's pretty on point.
Yeah, I help with that. I cut the grass.
That's good.
Jared does really.
I weed whack. This guy doesn't know what weed whacking is either. I'll explain it. You want me to explain
what
it?
Wait.
I actually love that.
It's a thing, and you cut the edge of the grass. Weed whacker,
that's
bro.
The worst. That was the worst explanation.
So we're starting a new segment. It's called Explanations.
I back myself into a corner because I'm like, you just do it, you know.
It's a good explanation.
Explanations with Ethan.
Do you know how a weed whacker works?
Yeah, it's like the little the blue wire stuff I put on it, and it cuts the grass.
Okay, sure.
That's how it does work.
Yeah.
Okay. You can try to say that I'm not telling the truth, but it's a fact.
No, it's good. It's good. Is there anything that you and Meg enjoy together, like house cleaning wise or like taking care of the house wise?
Well, it's actually perfect. She likes doing wet tasks like dishes, cleaning, and I like doing dry tasks like vacuuming.
Dusting,
which actually works perfectly because I hate doing. The worst thing is when you have to do dishes and there's like wet bread in the water. Tell me that's not the most disgusting thing
that's
ever.
That's leftovers.
Why do you bread wet bread?
No, but you know when people like they'll rinse their plates off
from,
and they just
it's from his toast in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you scrape that into the garbage?
No, but you know when someone's like when someone goes to like clear their plate, they just don't do it good enough.
The worst thing is just food and water in general.
Oh, bro, it's so horrible. It's disgusting.
Honestly, like.
Low-key. Was that your alarm to go to bed?
Yeah, it's late for me right now.
No, it's Meg.
Hey, I'm on the podcast right now.
Oh, have fun. Oh my gosh, my podcast.
Okay, bye. I love you so much. Bye.
You could have taken more time there. You didn't.
No, it's okay.
it's okay.
Hey, man, I got to talk today. Okay, continue.
I
what time is it?
I think we're going to have to wrap things up soon, but I think that my least favorite task to do is laundry.
Oh, I don't mind, so time I don't mind
washing,
man,
and drying it. Like, that's the fine part, but like the putting it away part, I'm not going to lie, so it doesn't make it from, man, the basket back into the closet.
I understand, because that's me too. 100%.
I don't have the time to do
bro,
this.
Bro, if you went into my room right now, I have clean clothes just in a bin. Yeah, I haven't put away
my
yet.
My problem is I need a second bin, because right now my dirty clothes are on the floor. Bro, my clean clothes are in a bin.
Yes.
And it's like,
bro, my clothes are just in the corner of my room. There's just like dirty clothes everywhere and like clean clothes in one spot. And then at the end of the week, I just switch them basically.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
I'm just glad
it's not just a me thing.
I put my clean clothes on my bed though.
Yeah.
So to force me to put them away.
The problem is I do that. And then it comes like, I come home at midnight and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're on my bed. And then I put them back in the basket. And then I go to bed.
You're fine because you live alone. Nobody else needs the washer or dryer.
True.
Well, so I do share the washer and dryer with my sister. But like, so she's home all day. Like she's just a stay-at-home wife and mom.
Yeah.
So like she just, like, I can't really leave it in there. So I do have to put it into a basket. But
that's fair. I'm just forever putting it into the...
Yeah, bro. Mine's just an endless switch cycle, man. But what I do
is like I'll slowly like sneak the odd item in. Like I'll toss it in the empty washer.
Yep.
And then she'll do a load of wash and just wash whatever I have in there. And then it'll be folded on my table.
So you have a plan.
Every now and then I try to sneak a couple items in there because I'm like, it just it's nice. Like,
I mean, to be honest, the best way to do laundry would be throughout the week. So then at the end of the week, you don't have so much to do.
I wish
I could do that. I wish I was that on top of my stuff that I could do that.
My week's too busy. I have to do it on the weekends. Like, there's no other
time. Yeah, Saturday morning.
When did you guys start doing your own laundry?
When I moved out. So I was like 22.
I started in grade 9.
That's early.
Really?
Yeah.
So yeah, I was kind of, my parents are both retired when I was born, pretty much. So like,
my mom's
retired. I don't do my own laundry. My mom's retired.
My parents are sick,
and she loves doing it. And no one believes me when I say it. My mom loves to make dinner, and she loves to do like house stuff.
Like she's busy.
Like she's just like, yeah, she's retired. She has nothing else to do.
Yeah,
like she painted our bathroom in our basement the other day, just cause she had time to
color,
do it.
What color?
I like a baby blue.
Oh, that's nice.
It's nice. More from like a off white to baby blue.
Yeah,
look clean. Nice.
Yeah, my parents have been retired since I was born, pretty much. Like, my dad's sick and my mom's sick, so like they were both like retired very young, like forced into retirement, pretty much. So like, yeah, they just like putter around the house and like do everything, and it's kind of nice.
I mean, it's helpful.
The only reason I started doing my laundry in grade 9 is because I couldn't keep to the schedule that my mom wanted to do the laundry, and I'm like, you know, I'll just do it myself.
I'm falling behind.
Yeah, I'll just do it myself. I'm not getting it ready for you anymore. I'll just do it myself. Yeah.
All three of your t-shirts, because you wear the same one within 5 years.
You know what's funny?
This guy's whole wardrobe is gray.
You know what's funny? I have
off white gray.
I have two of the gray, I have two gray. Of the same shirt,
steel gray,
like two times,
blue so, gray.
No, so it's like the Deeper Life one that I have, but yeah. I have two of those, and then I have two of those.
I understand buying the same thing. Like, if you like something, like I have like three pairs of black shorts.
I do that. Once I find like something I like, I can just read.
But not shirts, like maybe like undershirts. Like, you know what I mean?
This like sweater.
I have one more voice crack, man.
This like, that's going to be, don't worry. We'll be taking those out and using them for something. This crew neck that I have, I buy in every color because it's like really comfortable.
Okay, but that's different though. Like crew necks, I understand that because it's like you can wear them with everything.
Yeah, they go well with everything.
Okay, if I shoot this headline though.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, we've been talking for time.
So,
bro, that's my laugh, man. Get used to it.
So we'll talk. We'll talk about our headline for the day, and our headline was. We were talking about the.
It's so funny because it's so serious compared to what we actually do.
It's not very.
It is, but it is.
It was a lot of people have made jokes about it.
That's true.
Yeah, so we were looking at the Chinese balloons that have been shot down over Canada.
My whole thing is why it's so dumb is like I don't believe it's any kind of legitimate because you're telling me they don't have better technology than a white balloon. Come on.
I just like.
Well, no, they do balloons because they're not as detectable.
I know that, but I'm saying there's no way they could make it like reflective so that it would reflect off the sky so you couldn't see it. Like they're smart people.
I mean, it was white.
If they were trying to, But white, but white's very noticeable in the, like in a clear sky. White's noticeable. Like if it was like, imagine it was reflective. There's on the
also
outside.
High altitude. You're only gonna, you'd be able to detect it, I think, before you would see it.
Yeah. Also that, you're telling me there's not better ways than the sky? Come on. There's underwater would work way better than in the sky.
What do you think?
100%.
But they couldn't monitor anything underwater. They can't...
That's my point. They can't monitor anything underwater.
whoever is sending these balloons,
yes, whether,
but are they going to monitor underwater?
Or China or whoever?
Yeah, they can monitor underwater.
But they're taking pictures. Like,
okay, but obviously, like I don't make this doesn't sound like I'm not the perfect person to explain this. But
definitely not.
But I'm telling you, underwater would be more inconspicuous.
Do you know
to
what,
get to a place?
Do you know what those balloons are for, though?
Yeah, like I know in February, the United States said that it was actually proven that China used it to like hack into some USA like files. I knew that. Like that actually happened and that was proven to be true. And then China denied it.
But do you know traditionally what they're used for?
No.
It's to monitor the wind patterns.
Is it wind and wet, like weather?
Yeah, weather patterns.
Yeah.
So you're saying they're trying to
see how sunny it is in Hawaii.
No. Now, I'm not sure if these balloons were exactly what it was
clear
used
skies.
For.
Yeah, they really got nice clear weather. Skies over there.
But if
smog over here.
If somebody were to detonate a nuclear bomb,
yeah.
They would have to know the wind patterns so that the radiation or whatever the nuclear
radiation wouldn't travel as far like where they want it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to know where it's going to go.
Do you think that it's nuclear?
I'm not saying that these balloons.
Do you think they were just like off course and like the US is overreacting? Do you think they just like
Well, that's what
course?
Government does.
Well, that's man. What China said. They just got blown off course.
Yeah, so I mean like
and do you believe that two got blown off course?
There's more than two.
In Hawaii, I do
there,
believe
there was,
that.
There was about six.
Yeah, there was a few.
Because there was a couple that came over Canada and the US shot them down there too.
Yeah, good times.
The Hawaii one, I do believe because like Hawaii is already off the coast anyways.
Yeah.
But I also would believe the ones in Canada because it's like,
you know,
it's
what bugs
Canada.
Me?
Yeah.
US is doing the same thing to China in what some our, way or
another. Our Mounties just wouldn't detect a balloon quick enough.
Bro,
do we still have Mounties?
So much.
I'm pretty sure
running
that's
around
we have.
The green shield
they,
of Canada.
Are they not just like a bunch of dudes on horses?
Bro, what's
and
in Saskatchewan? Like, imagine having a balloon over Saskatchewan.
They probably are because there's no one up there to detect them.
Why'd your flashlight on?
You got me, bro. You caught me red-handed, man.
You tried to hide it.
Like it's not right there.
Were you embarrassed that you
kinda.
Turned your light on?
Bro, I just answered a FaceTime call.
It was slight accidental, and like I panicked a little.
You did? No, not a little. You panicked.
Yeah. Like,
I said, bro, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
It was a flashlight.
I don't know. I think it's just... It's going to be the government overreacting over something that is probably not actually dangerous. But of course, I also understand it's valid to overreact because it could be dangerous.
Do you think China's actually going to retaliate?
No.
No.
If they do, it's not going to be with a balloon.
I don't think anyone's retaliating anything.
No, they're not
going to
send a
countries.
Balloon. Watch, we'll send the better balloon.
Okay, but if they were going to use a balloon in the first place, why would they not send it a second time and just claim the same thing?
Because then it can't.
Like, but then they can be like, see, look, it happened
then it's
again.
It's just negligence at that point.
I feel like we just send the nuke at that point. Like, why are you wasting
time? Just drop one just randomly.
Yeah, unless the nuke is in the balloon.
Hope for the best.
You know what I can see them doing? Putting a nuke in the balloon, sending the balloon over, and watching the U.S. shoot the nuke.
It's a good plan, actually.
That wouldn't detonate a nuke.
You don't think? A nuke being hit by, like, fire.
No. If you dropped a nuke from the sky and didn't detonate it yourself, I don't think it would go off.
What do you think? It would just...
Because a nuke goes off when
so
you
it
separate
doesn't, it. Doesn't the, act, so it doesn't act like a like actually, a, like a, like a grenade? You're saying it doesn't act like a grenade?
No.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, it's not explosion.
Eddie
activated.
Information, we call him.
Eddie Information.
Eddie Information.
Yeah, it's not an explosion.
Ed Timers.
Ed Timers.
I don't know what to...
Oh, you know why you know so much about atomic bomb? Or nuclear bombs?
Why is that?
Why?
He grew up during the time they made the first atomic bomb.
He was
Oppenheimer.
Here.
Yeah, I was there.
This guy's friends with Oppenheimer.
That movie's coming out.
I actually cannot wait for that movie.
I'm so excited.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 comes out tomorrow.
I'm seeing that on Friday. I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Sick invite. Okay.
It's not with, it's with Meg's brother. Going away party.
Okay.
Let me look up.
Hey, you want to go see a movie tomorrow?
No.
Well, not with you.
I'm busy tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, now. Like, he just made plans.
Yeah. Same.
I don't know. I think that, like, that movie looks fire. Side note. But I don't know.
I could be wrong about how nuclear weapons work. Let me see. Let me see. I just want to make sure I'm somewhat accurate.
People.
Any information? Failing his job.
Let's see. So you have to split. You have to split atoms. Like a segment. So it's not. It's not.
You split atoms in a nuclear bomb. Are you sure that's not atomic bomb you're thinking of?
Hey, imagine you're just like, hey, Adam, Adam, come here. Puts them in the bomb and then.
Adam, run apart. Adam, front to opposite side of the steel bin.
Hey, the guy's like, my name's George. No, your name's Adam today.
So there's two ways, nuclear fission or nuclear fusion. Interesting.
Did you say the same word, but say it wrong same word twice?
No, fusion, wrong one time. Fusion and fission. Fission. Fission.
Bro, I stopped taking science after grade 10, man, so.
You split an atom or you combine two atoms together.
Siamese atoms.
That's
Siamese atoms. Split apart atoms.
Regular atoms.
Sick.
Siamese atoms.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Let's see. How do you detonate a nuclear bomb?
It's a little suspect. You searching that?
Yeah. Hey, his FBI agent.
Why is he looking that
hey,
up?
He totally, he's just like, got tagged.
He's like,
there's gonna be a van in the parking lot tomorrow.
He's like, Edwin just looked it up at 1:01 a.m. How to detonate nuclear bomb? Suspect.
I'm just too tired to look through things.
It's hilarious.
Anyways, so funny, man. I give up. But yeah, it's not just. I don't think it's just exploding the like you shooting it.
I feel like shooting it would do something. I feel like if you shoot,
no, because you have to combine two atoms together. You have to separate two atoms. An explosion doesn't do that.
You know what?
But the atoms are going to be doing that, trying to avoid the bullets.
No,
stupid, dumb. No, it's so funny though because I actually do like I believe you because I was thinking about when they were working on the atomic bomb and like in the movie trailer for Oppenheimer. I was like, yeah, of course, yeah, everyone's in the background.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the background.
They asked,
but also,
you're in the original film that they're making.
No, they interviewed me for some accurate details about what happened.
Yeah, because you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, real life evidence. Yeah. But I was like, how are they going to work on that and not be terrified that they hit the wrong thing and explode? So that makes sense because like there has to be some kind of like process to do it. Or
nuclear weapons aren't, they do the most damage when they're detonated over the ground. They don't hit the ground and go off. They do the most damage when they're yeah.
Oh, so when you get like that big mushroom cloud, they detonate it before it hits the actual ground.
Yeah. Hey, it's falling and there's a guy below it. Like, come on.
Time it.
Well,
he misses it, doesn't go off. He just crushes
them. If the bomb goes into the ground takes a bunch of the energy. But when it explodes in midair, it decimates everything.
I love how smart you're sounding right now.
I thought this is just common
information.
I thought this is just common knowledge.
What are you gonna say different ways?
Yeah, that's cool though. I don't know, man. That's cool though. Thanks for teaching me today. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Teach the teach.
I'm the teacher.
Are you a teacher yet?
Soon. Next year I will be.
So all that to say,
so bad for those kids.
Is that shooting down a balloon wouldn't do anything.
Okay, well, I mean, that's actually cool to know. I actually didn't know that.
How?
To be honest, I didn't know that, but
we learned something new.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool that you taught me that today.
Do you think you'd be proud about going up in the air in like an F-16 and just shooting down a balloon? Like you take this huge jet.
Like Dave was like,
would you?
The best part is you'd go up there, shoot it down, and be like, oh, that was just some people on a honeymoon in a hot air balloon.
Dark though, you know.
Yeah, kind of. You don't think
you'd notice?
I don't know, man. They're in the heat of the moment.
There's also a war.
This is the art of war.
There was a war where
art of war.
There was a war where people used hot air balloons to infiltrate at night.
Is that where they had like the bombs where they had to light the thing and then they push the bomb out?
World War One.
I don't remember. I just remember that it was effective. It was effective once because nobody heard them coming.
World War One.
Was it?
Yeah, because it took them 6 hours to get, like, it was like from here to the other side of this room, and like, it took them 6 hours.
Imagine
to go
how
up
stressed you would be to be on that.
You just hold it, you're like, holding it, and be like, but actually, like, it actually drops it, blows up early.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually 16.
Imagine your balloon just like
that. You're the one balloon that detonates.
It's such a chain reaction.
Is that Tom?
Yeah.
No, but then every other balloon's discovered now because you accidentally exploded your own balloon. The whole attack is thwarted.
Oh. Yeah, and they have enough time to get out. They're shooting down the balloon. They're in balloons and they're moving at 2 miles
an hour.
They're
like, oh, look at that explosion in the distance.
Oh, man. Tommy just messing up.
Oh, I ruined everything. I think that's a good place
to... Yeah, I can wrap it up.
Yeah, we can...
That was a good episode. I feel good about that. Do you? The first one, too. Yeah, I think so.
You feel good about it?
I feel good.
You got all your confidence out?
Yeah, I think that this
one's going to be more humble next time.
I think I was humble, bro.
I was a humble pie.
Then as we continue through the podcast.
But I think you're just a humble guy.
Oh, no. All jokes aside, I don't actually act like that around people I don't know. Around people I do know, I do because it's funny.
Wait, are you competitive with your girlfriend? Are you like, I'm better than you at everything?
I mean, I was.
I can see that.
Well, no, I was in the beginning because like she's so anti-competitive.
Yeah.
So I actually had to like calm it down because we couldn't play games.
This isn't fun anymore.
No, she would tell me. She was like, "Where I'm not playing board games with you. I'm not doing this with you." But now, like, we have a happy medium.
Fish with her, and he's just like, "You suck. I'm the best."
Got her. No, we actually, there's a happy medium now. Like, I just don't say anything.
So you just stare at her, like.
So there's no competitiveness, like at all, between you
I'll
guys.
I'll let her be competitive, but like,
okay,
I tame myself down.
Yeah.
Like, you can mentally know that you're just better.
I don't tell her that, but
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you just kind of know, so like, it's still like.
Would you concede? Is there actually anything that she's better at than you?
Well, she's a lot smarter than me.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, that doesn't phase me at all. I don't know. I don't know.
That's only because she's super smart. She's a genius.
Oh, okay.
Like 95% average type.
Have you met anyone that probably wouldn't classify as smarter than him?
I wanted to take an IQ test, but I can't figure out like. That sounds bad.
I couldn't know how to find one.
I was like, how do you take an IQ test? I want to take one.
Dummy, you're so dumb.
Hey, right? How to fail an IQ test? Not knowing how to take an IQ test.
Not knowing how to find one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, I guess that's pretty bad, huh?
Oh, yeah, but if I can wrap it up.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, guys. Thanks, guys. That was awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Fire.
Cool.
Bro, I got to pee so bad. Bro, I drank 2 bubbles and a coffee, man.
I actually, yeah.
I have to pee so bad.